Great to be joined by Allison Tucker of Farmington Dream Team, are actually in multiple sports, but voted onto the basketball Dream Team by the coaches now. And Allison, let's talk basketball. And I know that your future lies with another sport, but the Farmington Knights, 16-11 on the year. You guys made it to the district championship game. And how did you feel about the season this year?
I thought our season went very well. It's been a lot better than the past few years. Our team just bonded really good. We worked well together, and it was obviously amazing to be able to go to that district championship for the first time in 5 years.
Did you feel like that was the major improvement, is what you mentioned right there, kind of that team cohesiveness?
Yes, it was a big improvement. We all got along very well and worked well together, so that helped us throughout our season.
Now, when I watch you play, the first thing that I notice is that you're super quick, and then the second thing that I notice is that you have very good shooting skills. How would you describe yourself, though, as a player and what you think your strengths are?
I think I'm more team-based. I try to see what's going to work best for the team. Being the point guard, I have to set up the plays and run them, make sure they work out well. So I'm not really looking for what I can do. It's just more of the team and who's open and who's working best that game.
So you'd rather have a great assist than a great basket?
A great basket's always good, but if I can assist to help out the team, help out the scoreboard, that's good too.
12 points a game, 4 assists, and you use that quickness to great effect as well with 3 steals per game. What did you feel like was the highlight this season as you think back?
I think a highlight would be competing in multiple championships. We had a championship at a Christmas tournament up in Rockhurst, and then we had a championship at the conference tournament and the district. So I think those are all big highlights for us.
How about a personal highlight? Was there a particular game where you just felt like you had it all working for you?
My game against Fredericktown, my three-point shot was working really well. I had a lot that game. I think that was a good game for me. My shot was on. And then in other games, my defense really helped out. So I think that's good.
Now, you're also an All-State softball player, and that's where you'll take your college career toward. You'll play at Jeffco. Has softball always been your favorite, or has basketball been close with it?
Softball has always been my favorite. It's my number one love. That's what I like to do, so that's why I'm going to go to college to play it better myself in that sport.
What is it about softball that you love so much?
I like being outside, and I played it my whole life, and being able to be outside on the dirt is just something I love being able to hit the ball. That's nice.
Now, if people haven't seen you, you're not like a really large person. Like you look kind of small, but you generate so much power when you hit those home runs. How do you do it?
You got to use your whole body. If you're just relying on your arms, it's not going to get you anywhere. You gotta use your legs, your core, got to use it all.
Why Jeffco? Why was that a good spot for you?
They are very good about sending people on. They give you another option after the 2 years, and that was my best option. The coach has been there for a while, won multiple regions, so I wanted to go there, produce for him, and hope maybe he could help me move on farther after.
So a multi-sport athlete, you're also very good in the classroom. How do you balance all the athletics with trying to do a great job on academics as well?
Whenever I'm in school, I'm focusing on my work, being able to get it done. That way I have as less amount of homework as I can get, because late nights, it's hard to get all the homework done. So making myself proficient in class and is what really helps.
Now, you also participated here recently in something that was really a new concept for me. You went to Perryville. Perryville honored some area athletes for their character. And I hadn't heard of this before. I just heard about that you participated in it. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Perryville, I guess, teams, coaches, select players that they played that show good character, good integrity, good sportsmanship in the games that they had with them, multiple sports like soccer, football, volleyball. They just recognized athletes who showed very good character, presented themselves well.
That had to make you feel really good, I would think.
Yes, that was a very good honor.
So, you know, you're also a soccer player, right?
Yes.
So, do you play any other sports?
No, nope, just those three.
Come on, though, like ping pong or billiards. There's got to be something, right?
For fun, maybe.
For fun, okay. Well, with all your success during your high school years, do you have some people that you'd like to thank for kind of helping you along the way?
My coaches in all three of my sports, for sure. They've kept me in line, helped me better myself in that sport. My parents are a big, big help. They get me places. They talk me through things, help me provide. So Big thank you to them.
Now, the Dream Team, of course, is a team that is regardless of class, in terms of how big a school, how small a school, and it's all across the listening area, and it's voted on by the coaches. So what's the honor mean to you?
It's a very good honor to me, knowing that other coaches see my performance, think that I'm doing good. So that's very nice to see that other people are noticing, and it's not just my team, my parents, like other people see that I'm performing well.
Allison, thanks for your time. Congratulations on all your success, and we wish you nothing but success moving forward.
Thank you.
Allison Tucker, a Farmington multi-sport athlete, but elected to the Winter Sports Dream Team for her prowess on the basketball court, joining us on Regional Radio.